You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week marks Men's Mental Health Week in Aotearoa, a time to kōrero about the challenges that many men face and to break down the stigma that still surrounds emotional well-being. For a long time, the phrase harden up has shaped the way men think about vulnerability and in turn often pushes men to bottle up emotions instead of reaching out for help. Soften Up Bro is a kaupapa founded in Te Ao Māori values, encouraging men to embrace softness, honesty and connection. To talk about men's mental health in Aotearoa and this movement, I spoke to co-founder of Soften Up Bro, Himi Kapakingi. To start off, can you talk about the Soften Up Bro movement and what inspired you to be a co-founder?
Yeah, so the inspiration, I guess, for Soften Up Bro as a kaupapa really is a personal experience between myself and the other co-founder, John Kingi. We'd both kind of gone through some personal issues at a time, and we reset this kind of agreement with each other that if we go through these things again, go through these struggles again, we're going to bring them to each other and really just be open, clear, honest about those interactions. So through that experience, we found it very liberating. We found it very helpful and decided, how can we make this useful? How can we make this generalized for all tāne? And so we came up with the idea of Soften Up Bro. And Soften Up Bro, as a name, was born out of, I guess, the antithesis or the alternative to what we often heard growing up, which was harden up. Harden up, bro, take a pill of concrete pill, all those types of things, which are all manifestations of toxic masculinity in an attempt to really disconnect tāne and men from their internal selves and internal worlds. So that's where the kaupapa came from, through our connection between John and I, and then certainly over its lifespan, just seeing how liberating and how helpful it has been for tāne to buy into the kaupapa and also to walk away with helpful skills.
Yeah, and like you said, a lot of men growing up around the world, and especially in Aotearoa, hear the phrase harden up. Why do you think that mindset is so harmful, and can you elaborate on that a little bit?
The reason why I think the ideology or the rhetoric of harden up, bro, is so unhelpful is because it denies us our true selves. It denies us a whole emotional experience that we do have as normal functioning human beings. As a contrast, we were allowed to feel happiness, allowed to feel anger, allowed to have those feelings, but apparently sadness is seen too much of a weakness and seen too much of a vulnerability. Therefore, men should not be able to feel it because you'll be taken advantage of. And so that whole idea of our emotional experiences and being denied it is very unhelpful, leads us to isolate ourselves from others and also isolate our internal experiences. Sadness is a negative feeling, and therefore I should not be having it, I should not be sharing it, and therefore I cannot really address it. And that's kind of the long-term outcomes of that approach and that mentality, is that over time, this attitude that we have towards sadness being a bad thing, a thing we should keep away and we should keep hidden, it'll find other ways to manifest itself inside someone's life, whether that be outbursts, whether that be inside anger, whether that be at the more extreme end where people take their lives. So that's kind of what we're trying to address and what we're trying to highlight as the damaging, ongoing impact of harden up mentality.
And can you talk about some of the main goals of the Soften Up Bro movement?
Soften Up Bro is a kaupapa, and because of the different wānanga that we've hosted over time, has always been a permission-granting exercise. So we invite tāne to come in, sharing the kōrero, sharing some of the skills that we provide, so that's also very helpful. And I think it also appeals really well to men because we're so hands-on, practical, pragmatic beings. So if I can say, oh, come to this wānanga, we'll give you some tools to help you deal with your emotions or help you express your emotions, that's always worked out very well. But as a goal, it's really not Soften Up Bro that becomes the magic pill that changes it for that individual in that moment in time attending that particular wānanga. But it is a permission to say, like, this is what happens when you share your emotions in a safe space with other male who are of the same mindset. And what we've seen from that too is that tāne walk away with a newfound strength or newfound confidence to do the things that we've done inside our own wānanga and apply them to their own friend circles, which is really the change that we're looking for. It's not the 6 hours that they might be with us for the day, it's the remaining hours for the rest of their life that we're wanting to influence. So that's kind of our goal, is to bring them in, give them the permission, give them some tools, and then put them on their way to create that change for themselves and inside their whānau and friends.
When you compare it to the phrase harden up, what does softening up look like in a healthy way?
Softening up in a healthy way to me looks like, it looks like honesty. It looks like a very honest reflection on what you're experiencing. So what we typically see with Tane is that because an experience, say it's labeled as an emotional experience, we just put the label harden up on it, or the attitude harden up on it, we just pack it away quite quickly. But a softening up for me looks like a little bit of introspection. It looks like a little bit of going back to that experience, breaking it down into its details. What was the thing that was said that upset me? Why did that upset me? Where does that memory come from? What belief did I fall from there? I think those are the things that we're really trying to touch on when we look at those experiences and softening up. Because even inside the anger that sometimes comes with that, if you really look at its core, it's usually mama. It's usually pain that's associated at its core. And so I think softening up is a little bit of softening up internally, just to like let yourself feel those feelings, let yourself express those feelings, let yourself experience them for all that they are, and then also find some time to reflect and articulate, whether that be in words or in writing, to really figure out what that is. I think that's what softening up is for us as a process and as a mindset. But it's also giving the tāne that come into these spaces the tools to also hold space for others, which has been a big part of our teachings. Is as much as we are looking for ourselves, looking to support ourselves, is how can we do that for others? How can we hold space? How can we let other men express themselves emotionally in a safe way and in a fulfilling way for that person?
Can you talk about some of the Te Ao Māori values and concepts that inspired the movement, and how do they play a role in supporting men's mental health?
Yeah, so John and I are both Māori, so it's probably that value, I guess. Matatau na ki te reo, Māotahi, tupu marika ki roto ki Te Ao Māori, no reira. Hare tēnā koa, sino u wā māua kōrero ki ngā pito kōrero o roto Te Ao, Ao Māori, engari, ko tōna taira, ko tōna ahotanga katoa, he mea I ahu mai Te Ao Māori. Hei, ko tētai tauira pia, i ngā wānanga ko hipa aki i tēnei kaupapa, toro atu ki etai waita mō teatea, hei tuāpapa, hei pātaka i ringa kōrero ki te wānanga. Kia tino kite ngā tāne ka haumai ki te kaupapa i te ritinga o ngā mō teatea ki te ao hurihuri nei, o te rā kia whai raupapa, te haere o te wānanga, anei te upoko o te motetia, anei te timatanga o te wānanga, te puku o te motetia, te puku o te mahi, ka tai rāno ki te whioro o te motetia, ko puta, ko ora, enei tauira, enei tama, ki te ao marama i roto i tawa wānanga tonu. So, yeah, I guess that's how I'd probably put the influence of Māori values and Māori paradigms inside our particular base of teaching and philosophy.
For men who are struggling with their mental health and don't know how to open up, can you explain what a good first step might be for them to take?
A good first step for mental health and for anyone wanting to do a little bit more work on in this space is pausing, just to pause and reflect. I'm touching back on that value of just actually reflecting on a particular experience, because we're real good at jumping to the extreme emotion, which is typically anger, but actually spending some time to understand, like, why did that upset me so much? Why was I so triggered by that particular experience or by that particular interaction? I just start there. Writing and journaling is such a helpful thing. It's such a helpful thing because you can take a lot of your thoughts, you can put them into words, and then put them into something that you can see and in a sense actually manage. So I think journaling is another good way. So to pause, to reflect, and to journal, I'd say is probably a good start just to understand yourself before you move to anyone else, should you need that support as well. But yeah, I do think that just taking your time just to understand yourself and your emotions, because it might be labelled as anger, but it might be frustration. It might be labelled as sadness, but it's actually grief. So just really spending some time to understand those details with things like emotion wheels, those are really helpful, just to really look at what we're experiencing and to find more clarity in such a messy, messy space at times.
And lastly, how can people get involved with Soften Up, Bro?
Oh, follow our Instagram page and follow our Facebook page. A lot of our updates, our messaging, it's all through there, and for any particular wānanga that we're attending. Actually, we do have a Hui Tāne coming up in Kaitaia, which is like a massive male's mental health conference that we'll be attending and hosting workshops. So if you do have the time, you do have the resource to attend that up in the start of July, the 1st to the 3rd of July at Arangi Āniuaniua in Kaitaia, please come through to our workshop, and we'd love to connect and love to reach out to anyone who wants to work with us as well.
And that was Himi Kapakingi on men's mental health and the Soften Up Bro movement. If you want to get involved, then make sure to follow Soften Up Bro on Instagram or Facebook.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.